that's Sean Coleman Douglas right there.
He's leading the charge. You know what I mean? So what happens when you're moving from right tackle to left tackle? How many guys play golf here, right? You play right-handed? Right, go play left-handed. See how that feels. Well, that's what happens. People don't understand that except the guys that are really playing. You got your right hand on the ground. You're using this side of your body most of the time. Okay, now all of a sudden they're taking you and they're moving you over to the left side. Now you got to split your feet and everything has to flip over in your mind. Well, that just doesn't happen overnight. You know what I mean? It's going to take some while. So, you know, he's had, what, 12 practices over at left tackle? So it's going to take a while for him to get used to stepping with the opposite foot, using the opposite hands, you know, for different things that he did on the other side of the line.
Well, I guess he did in college, though.
What's that?
He played left tackle in college.
Yes, so. He did. Yeah, so, but that was how many years ago?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's the same, you know, it's just going to take a while to get used to playing in that spot. You're going to give him some time, and they're going to make some mistakes. And we've moved a lot of bodies around. You know what I mean? We've had Austin play over there. We had Batonio go out there for a few snaps. We had Chris Hubbard go over there and take a few snaps, you know. So, and this is the time of the year to do it. You know what I mean? So, because this is the time where you can experiment, okay, and it doesn't cost you any, okay? It doesn't. Now, once you get to training camp, you're kind of getting more zeroed in to, hey, I need to find who the guys, the five guys are going to be. You know what I mean? So you kind of zero in training camp. So you don't want to start moving too many guys during training camp. So this is the time where we do it, and maybe the first week of training camp or something. But then after that, we got to get kind of zeroed in on these are going to be the guys.
Does your group strike you as the kind of mean streak, big physical group that can be an excellent run blocking group?
Yes. I think once we put the pads on, you're going to see a little different attitude about them. JC's got himself a little bit bigger. Kevin's coming back. He'll be at full speed. You know, Joe Batonio is a tough, mean kid anyway. You know what I mean? So, and Chris Hubbard plays. He's got that nasty streak in him. So, and Sean, he's got a little nasty in him. You see him. And he even hit the referee. It only cost him a few dollars, but he hit the referee.
Well, you mentioned Batonio put a little bit at left tackle. Is that something you're looking at for down the line? Or what was
We're trying to find out. We got a lot of bodies.
Yeah.
Find out which guy is the best guy over there, okay? Now, like I said to the radio a little while ago, just because you're the best guy doesn't mean you're in the best spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if you took Joe and you moved Joe out to left tackle, you know what I mean? But he's one of the top four or five guards in the league at left guard. He's an elite left guard, and then you move him out to tackle, now he just becomes a tackle.
Yeah.
He doesn't have all the nuances of playing that spot. You don't. It's going to take a while for him to learn all that. You know what I mean? So that's why you're always kind of leery about when you're making the moves and how you're making the moves. Well, he may be your best guy, but he's the best guy at left tackle.
Corbin's played a lot of places. Is there any concern with that, or is he smart enough to?
No, that's why he had very few missed assignments in training camp. I mean, in OTAs and in the mini camp. So we're not concerned about him. We're just concerned about which one is his best spot. You know what I mean? So we put him at left tackle, left guard, right tackle. You know what I mean? Where is he going to feel the best at that we can use him the best at? And again, like I said, this is the best time to do it because if you got time to take a look at it.
Where do you see his comfort level?
I think he's played. I think his comfort level, his mind is at tackle.
Mm-hmm. Left tackle.
Yeah, because he's played. He played left tackle in high school.
Yeah.
Right, and then he played 4 years at left tackle in college.
Right.
Okay, now we come out here and we put him at left tackle and we move him to left guard, mm-hmm. and we move him to right tackle. So his little mind is kind of, you know what I mean? And he's a real good kid. He doesn't complain or anything. So okay, he goes and does it.
Do you think Sean has the footwork and athleticism necessary to play?
I think he has the athleticism. I think the footwork, we need to keep working on his fundamentals with that stuff. I think of being an athlete, he gets himself in some pretty awkward positions and gets himself out of them. Okay? So that's a pretty good athlete to do that. Okay? And you just got to keep working on the footwork and the hands to make sure I get him from point A to point B without any wasted motion. And that angle that he takes, you know, depends about who's the guy that's lining up out there. You know, because the angles are going to change depending on who that guy is.
I think he had, like, the most penalties last year of any offensive line.
Yep. That may be true.
Yeah, so that may be true.
But I know.
How do you deal with
I
that?
Know as an offensive line.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, like to say because it may double this. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. But I think we finished third in the league.
Right. You didn't have that.
With the least amount of penalties.
Yeah. But his issues. So how do you deal with that?
The what?
His issues of the offsides and all those things he was doing.
The offside is really trying to anticipate the snap counts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which you, sometimes you teach him how to cheat a little bit, but he gets kind of carried away with it. You know what I mean? So you don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're trying to get it down, honest to God. And sometimes I'm like, because we tried to get him to go, because when we look at the film, he's usually a little late. And we may be overcoaching it, because he's a little late coming off the ball, because the ball comes up and then he starts to move. So the ball snapped, and then he starts. So then we started to get on him. No, you need to go quicker when the ball's coming up. Then all the false starts start coming.
Yeah.
So we may have done that ourselves as coaches, as overcoached it.
Yeah.
So how hard is that going to be when you have training to get that footwork and handwork corrected? When you know.
Well, we got 83 days before we have to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know what I mean? We can't get it done in 83 days, then it's probably not going to get done.
Okay, really. So, I mean, that really is, it seems like a long time, but I mean, you're trying to.
And then he's got the, they're going to work on what they need to do in while you're on vacation. If you think that you're just going home and they're not going to do anything, no, they all have their own little things that they need to work on. You know what I mean? They got a list of stuff that, hey, I need to get better at doing this, right? And they should work on that. The good pros will go home and do that.
So is Sean Coleman clearly ahead of everybody else at left tackle?
I don't know if he's clearly ahead of anybody else, because there's a lot of guys just that, you know, sitting behind him. And we just need to say, okay, this is the guy that we're going to go with now. Where that happens in camp, I don't know that. I can't.
You mentioned the difference, like playing golf right hand and a left hand. That's like when Hubbard said, like, I'm a right tackle. I really want to play right tackle because he's
right.
Like, what is that way?
Right. And we brought him in.
Yeah.
And we brought him in. He's got a lot of versatility, but we brought him in at that right tackle spot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then Joe retires. And so we said, well, who's going to be the next best guy to go there? So let's move Sean over there.
Yeah.
Because he did that in college, and let's see how he does. So that's where we are right now.
And then you
got Corbett, you know what I mean? And then you got Joe, and then you got Hubbard. We tried four guys over there already.
How do you feel?
And we got Desmond.
I'm sorry.
You know, Desmond is probably the smoothest athlete we have.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? As a pure, smooth athlete, doing it the way it should look with his feet and his hands and arms, bending his knees and all that, he's probably one of the smoothest guys we got out of the offensive line, out of the 17 guys. You know what I mean? Now, his thing is he has to have to do it mentally. He's going to have to learn how to play like a pro. Okay, right now, the physical stuff, okay, is fine. It's learning how to play like a pro. You know what I mean? Learning how to see the defense. Find your triggers. So when you come to the line of scrimmage, find the safeties. Find the nearest backer. Find the last guy you look at is the guy you're going to block. You know, if you ever watched Joe over the years, Joe comes to the line of scrimmage, he'll look over here. You know, why is the left tackle looking over here? Because he's looking for a trigger over here that's going to tell him what's going to happen over here. You know what I mean? Desmond don't know how to do that yet. Okay, because he hasn't played. And the only way you get any better in at the sport period is you need to play. If you're standing by me, you're not getting any better. I mean, I can make you jump over the bags. You know what I mean? I can put you on the sled and hit the sled, and you know, you can do those type of things. But if you're not playing, you're not getting any better. You know, you have to play, make your mistakes, learn from your mistakes, and fix them and keep on going. You know, that's how you know, and those young guys, they don't have enough playing time yet. Actually, they don't have any right now.
And I was thinking about him. He's out of football a couple of years in West Georgia. I mean, he's like the learning
curve. Right, that whole curve. And then how do you prepare in pro football is a lot different than how you prepare in some of the other places. You know what I mean? So, you know, this is your full-time job. This is all you're going to do. You know, and those guys that play across from you, okay, that's all they're doing. They're looking at every step, if you're leaning into one way, leaning the other way, if you're too deep, if your stance changes, they look for every little detail to give them an edge. Well, you're going to do the same thing on them.
Desmond got a lot of snaps. Desmond got a lot of snaps the last few
years. Yes, he does. He's been getting a lot of snaps the whole thing.
Is there time for a guy to go from D2 to making the roster by September?
By September, yes, there is. Yes, there is. Now, his going to be... His training camp is going to be big, and the preseason games are going to be big. Preseason games, because he's going to line up against guys in preseason.
Yeah, real players. And,
We know that there's going to be a drop-off without Joe being there, right? I mean,
come on, who's helping you with this? Who's helping you with this?
But my question is, the way Joe was such a technician, I watched a video of him the other day talking about how he broke everything down and how his hand placement was so precise. Like, just what a difference is that going from a guy like that to Sean, or I mean, a guy that hasn't played that position in this league at that level?
Well, because Joe sits in our meetings, right? And when Joe says something to one of the tackles, I make sure the whole room hears it. I said, Joe, just don't talk to him. If you're going to say something, say it to the whole room, okay? So they all get the coaching points, okay? And you have to – Joe's your ultimate pro. Okay? I think they all should be like Joe. Because if he – when he strikes you and you're the left – and he's the left tackle and he's trying to get this hand on you – well, he will practice hours of trying to get that hand just like that for hours, okay? And you're going to be willing to do that, okay? In that position, you're going to be willing to do that because that's important of keeping that guy up behind you. You need to keep that guy vertical. You know what I mean? So those little details, which made Joe great. He took the little detail, taking his first step and making sure that when he takes his first step, like we do that sled drill. So when he takes his first step and his second step, he makes sure that his chest is over his knee, over his thigh, okay, and that his shoulder fits into the sled and there's a lifting with the hips. I mean, he breaks it down. Well, as players watching, younger players, you need to emulate that. You need to copy that, okay, because that's the way you get better.
How often is he in the meetings?
Last one, guys.
I'm sorry, how often is Joe in your meetings?
He comes in. Because he's still in with rehab,
yeah.
So he's in the building every day. So he comes in every day.
Oh, okay.
Real quick, so Joe Bitonio, is there a thought about moving him to left tackle?
Yeah, we had him playing out there a few times during the OTAs, right, and minicamp.
And do you think that's, I mean, is that a real, must be a serious consideration if you would do
that? Well, I don't know how serious it is. We have to watch, to see who we think is going to be the best guy.
And then who would be your left guard if you did put him out there?
Well, that's a very good question. It could be it could be Spencer, it could be Austin, Corbett, mm-hmm. You don't know who that guy's going to be. I can't.
Then you sort of end up like you said.
I'm going to go by when we put the pads on.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what.
Yeah, so I mean, that's going to be the real key, huh? I mean, what do you learn in shorts of these guys, about these guys?
Learn how smart they are.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You can learn how smart they are. Go to the right people. You know what I mean? And I can learn how they leave the line of scrimmage with their footwork. And I can learn how they put their hands. You know what I mean? But I don't know how nasty and physical and what mean son of a bitches they're going to become. I don't know that.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Coach.